We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And that'll do it. Knicks win their fifth straight at home and improve to 21-21 on the season. Another brilliant performance from R.J. Barrett. Greets his old friend and teammate Frank Ntilikina. And the Knicks are now 7-3 in their last 10 games.
Yeah, and they stopped the winning streak of the Mavs, who had won six consecutive games coming into the world's most famous arena.
Oof. Okay. I think. That's some Knicks basketball. Man, did it feel good to watch that game tonight. My goodness gracious, did it feel good to watch that game tonight. Where's that team been? Where has that team been? I'm sorry, I have to ask it. That is the best win that they have had this season. All due apologies to the season opener in Boston. I'm trying to think what even comes close. I don't know, Christmas Day. You want to throw Christmas Day in there. The Boston game a week ago. That felt different. That felt different because I'm sitting here and I could go any number of directions right now. I could go to RJ, who had, obviously, he's going to probably dominate the conversation, as he should. Guy had a second 30-point game in a row. I think I wrote this last week or something, or a few days ago. No, I think I wrote it a few days ago. After having like two 30-point games over the first, 150 games of his career, he's now had four in the last 13 games. That seems notable. We could talk about Julius. A wonderful response from Julius. A great, not a good, a great game by Julius Randle. I know he only shot 6 or 17 from the field. I know there were maybe a couple of possessions there that were not pretty. But to me, Julius embraced a lot of what a lot of us have been saying Julius needs to do more of throughout this game on both ends of the floor, and I thought he did it. That's all we want, man. You could shoot 6 for 17, but if you play like that, if you play like that, everyone's going to be fine. No one's going to boo you. Mitchell Robinson, we can talk about Mitchell Robinson. We could talk about just the fact that they beat a team that had won six games in a row and has been playing as well as any team in basketball really, they've been one of the top three teams in basketball for more than their winning streak. Obviously the defense, the whole thing. This was just, that's how this team can play. And that's why so many of us were so excited coming into this year about the prospects of what this team could do with the additions that they made. I'm just so excited right now. It's easily the most excited I've been after any Knicks game this season. And lo and behold, they are 500 once again. And if ever there was a moment for Tom Thibodeau to look at his team and be like, look, guys, it's been a shitty year. It's been up and down. We've had injuries, we've had some COVID, we've had boos and thumbs down, and like every one of you has went through stretches where you looked absolutely abysmal. We got a fresh start. We are 500 once again. let's see what we could fuck around and do in the next 40 games. If ever Tom Thibodeau had a chance to do that, it's right now. And the schedule is not going to do them any favors. They got three games coming up. They got to play Atlanta. They got to play Charlotte. They got to play Minnesota. None of those games are gimmies. And then things get really hard after that. But look, if the team plays like this, the team will be a team to be reckoned with for the rest of this year. And that's all you can want if you're a Knicks fan. All you want is a team to put it out there, give yourself a chance to win any night against any team, as opposed to what we've seen for a lot of this year, which is a team that has not given themselves – like, yes, they give themselves a chance to win occasionally, and then they take it away, and then it's like up and down, and it's – I just want to see more of this. I just want to see more of this, as does every Knicks fan. I think I'm going to get right to the Super Chats because I have a feeling a lot of the Super Chats are going to be around – be built around the guys that I'm going to say very nice things about. Just give me that. Just give me more of that. That's all I want. What a game. Okay. We're going to start at the top with Jeremy E. with our first comment. What's going on, Jeremy? That guy who isn't going to break the Charlie Ward curse. I'm going to be hearing about this tonight. Sure looks pretty good. When A, he doesn't have a month-long stomach issue keeping him out of the gym, and B, conditioning issues from COVID. Look, I don't know. At some point, we will get the full story on why RJ Barrett was, you know, I've said it before, the least efficient high-volume player in the league for the better part of, you know, 5 weeks, 6 weeks. I don't know. Was it a stomach bug? Was it something else? Was it a mix of things, stomach bug with a lack of I don't know what it was. What I do know is that we're watching a guy right now. I think, potentially, I want to see a little bit more, potentially make the leap. And I want to be very careful with my language here because the leap looks different for different players. But the guy that we're seeing right now, still not a perfect player, still has holes in his game, still had some ugly shots tonight, you know, and has moments where you're like, makes you question it. But then when he takes command of an offense, especially against a defense that's playing him like the Mavs, or not like the Mavs are playing against him, which is the only way the Mavs could play defense because they're not the best matchup for him. Like, yeah, he'll struggle at times against other teams who can throw some different looks at him. But against most of the teams in the league, he can go out there and play like this. They need to put the ball in his hands. And Kemba Walker has been out for this stretch of games, and it's just him, and it's Julius, and Fournier's kind of doing his thing on the side, and Alec Burks is doing his thing on the side. Not a great shooting game from Burks tonight, but I thought he played really well. And RJ is just kind of taking more and more responsibility. See, continue. Put the ball in his hands more. That's it. If you put the ball in his hands, it feels like good things are going to happen. So I would love nothing more than to have egg on my face. Happened last year. Hopefully it'll happen again this year. Chad Cohen, what an amazing game from RJ and Mitch. Yes. Let's talk about Mitchell Robinson. Mitchell Robinson tonight, 19 points, 10 rebounds, 9 of 10 from the field. And let me pull up the defensive stats. 2 blocks, 1 steal, and just an absolute game-changing impact, especially on the offensive end of the floor, because Dallas just had no answers. Like Dallas did not have the personnel tonight, at least, to do anything with Mitch. And they were looking for him early, and it was smart. They couldn't stop him throughout the game. 4 offensive rebounds. He is – when he's playing like this, especially against a team that doesn't really have the personnel to match up with him, which again, Dallas did not. This is what makes you want to sign Mitch to another contract. Great game. One of his best two or three games of the season. Easy cash on the Knicks win and RJ over 17 and a half points. Never going to lose at home again. Max out RJ. Yeah, I mean, Jesus, if RJ keeps playing like this, there is no conversation about his next contract. If he keeps playing like this, let's keep it going. Greg Moran, full team win. Love to see it. RJ continues to raise that ceiling. I'm more interested in RJ raising the floor than the ceiling. I may be in the minority on that because to me, what was so frustrating about that stretch in the middle of the season this year was that because of his inability to really affect the game at all on offense and like defense, he was okay. He went through some ups and downs. Like it really hurt them as a team. So to me, when RJ's playing like this, when he's making shots, when he's putting the ball on the floor, yes, the ceiling is risen. But for me, it's like, if you have this guy on your team and is capable of doing this, and you have like a pretty good number one and some other pieces and guys that can make shots, that's a floor raiser. That's what's exciting to me. Great job from everyone playing team basketball tonight. Best team win of the year, best team performance of the year completely. Let's go, Knicks. Cheers, KFS. Thank you so much, Greg. Always appreciate your contributions and thoughts here. Okay. Moving right along. Robert McGinley, my man Robert. All of us, including me, have complained at some point this season about RJ, Julius, Kemba, Evan, Mitch, etc. In an improved Eastern Conference, can we take them? I swear I did not pay Robert to say this. In an improved Eastern Conference, can we take a moment to give Tibbs his credit? Look, the Knicks are 21-21. Nobody from the starting lineup has had what you would call a good season. I'm obviously Mr. Tom Thibodeau defender here. I'm not giving him his flowers quite yet. I want to see them get on a roll. I don't want to see them turn this into something. I'll give Tibbs his flowers if this thing really gets rolling, and I'll give him his flowers for this. I don't think he's done his best coaching job this year, but if he shows that he was able to hold this thing together where it looked like it was coming apart at the seams at times, then he'll get a lot of credit. And then we could turn around and be like, okay, the man knew what he was doing. We'll see. You know, we'll see what happens. Ryan Huang, cullets for all tonight. I actually have a cullet in the fridge. It's not breaded or anything. I may make it in a bit. I am a little hungry. Hello again, RJ the Crow. I was telling this story on the playback just now. And my daughter grabbed the crow and was going to take it in her, I guess, to like snuggle with last night, like as her like comfort animal. You know, as opposed to a stuffed animal. So I grabbed it from her. I'm like, no, you're not taking this thing in your room. This thing is a nasty ass crow. And I left it over there. So I don't have the crow with me. But the crow's getting a lot of love today. But I digress. When was the last time RJ, this is more, by the way, from Ryan. When was the last time RJ, Julius, Evan Fournier, and Mitch all played well? Noel is back. Grimes looked great. Also, some solid team defense. Let's go, Knicks, baby. Yeah, I thought Grimes looked really nice. I want to give a shout-out to Nerlens Noel. Benji was talking about it on the playback. I thought Nerlens played a really nice game. I know he can't do anything on offense. Defensively, made an impact. And I'm wearing my Taj shirt tonight. Taj has been great at both ends this season, but Nerlens can make a difference when he's playing defense like that. Quickest hands in the game, at the center position on the defensive end, can obviously protect the rim still. he's an asset to them. If he's playing well, he's an asset. And I don't think it's a coincidence that they look good tonight and he played well. As for your question about when's the last time all four of those guys played well, I mean, has it happened this year? I don't even know. You'd have to go back a while. I was looking at the stats from opening night before. Maybe opening night, although I don't even think – I don't know. I don't remember Mitch making this kind of an impact on opening night. Harry Doner, my main man. Harry, best win of the year, 100%. Completely agree. I'm starting to feel like we may have turned a corner. So, again, let's recognize what's going on here. The Knicks have now won 7 of their last 10 games. A lot of those games have come against god-awful competition, missing players. You know, hasn't been perfect, hasn't been that pretty. Our last win came against a San Antonio team that was obviously very depleted. It would not shock me if this was the turning point. And I'm not going to – there's a guy who hasn't been here for this, who is still day-to-day and who Tibbs says is making progress and the whole thing. I don't know. This feels like the right group. We'll see what happens. He's playing a 9-man rotation, so there's another opportunity for another player to get in the rotation. I'm not sure I want to change up the starting lineup right now. This feels like the right starting five. With Quickly getting in there early, I know Quickly didn't have a great game tonight, but, you know, still. Feels like they found something. Cassius Clay, amazing win. RJ is special. We were too hard on this team. Were we too hard on this team early? Like compared to last year, and we're just a second half of the year team. Well, I think the difference is that last year, I'll look it up right now. I probably should know this off the top of my head, but I don't. Last year, through the first half of the season, you knew that this team was special defensively, and you were like, all right, they're special defensively, but you know, there's a lot to be desired on the offensive end of the court. And then they got Derrick Rose and they started to put it together on offense. This team, I that's why I don't love the comparisons between this year and last year, because we've never gotten that feeling like, you know, there was really something, like they really were putting it together. Then again, a lot of new pieces. So I don't know. I don't know how to handle that. I do think they have a trade in them. I'll say that. Do they need to make a trade to go on a run moving forward? No, because if some of their players that have been playing poorly over the first half of the season just play well from here on in, that's like the equivalent of a trade, right? We'll see. I'm very hopeful. Again, this is the most hyped I have been about this team in a very long time. Okay, moving forward. Oh, I see we have hashtag Free Danielle Fishel in the chat. Big up to any official fans out there. Michael Aaron, Knicks are 4-1 since waving Wayne Selden. Robert Cross's hashtag 53 wins is still in play. I mean, man, what would they have to go? Have to go 32 and I'm not good at math. They would have to go 32 and something. They would have to win 32 more games to get the 53 wins, which is kind of a frightening prospect. 32-8. Can they go 32-8? I mean, maybe. Win 4 out of every 5 games from here on in. Yes, thank you, Andrew. Flausta, great to have another stress-free game. It was really nice to have a stress-free game. I'll second that. My goodness. Every starter provided points. And not only that, every starter played well. Like, it was legitimately good basketball from every starting player on the court. And that is not something that we have seen. Cool to see Evan creating easy buckets for Mitch. We need to get more of these. I think, a subtle, low-key thing that has happened over the course of the last several games is Evan Fournier has started to look like the version of Evan Fournier that they thought they were getting. A little bit more playmaking, more driving, taking shots in rhythm, all the good things. Less of a space cadet on defense. It's all the things that you want. It's all the things that they thought that they were getting from Evan Fournier, again, when they signed him.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, J.J. Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, J.J. breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Janky AF. Do always remember Tibbs high-fiving players' hands as they come off the bench. Or do you always remember that? Feels like this is relatively new. Great pod with Mike Bassick, by the way. Yeah, Mike's awesome. I love Mike. He really, it's a lot of fun when he comes on. We get into all kinds of different stuff. I've noticed it with Obi this year. I notice often when Obi comes off, he high-fives. But then again, if you told me, like, there was some intervention or something like a week or 2 weeks or whatever, how many weeks ago, and like Tibbs was like, man, I gotta be more, I don't know, whatever, like, it wouldn't shock me. Something changed with this team, though, because this team was not happy playing with one another. You know, I still have my concerns about Julius. Julius played great tonight. But it was as recently as the last game where we were saying some not nice. I was saying some not nice thing, things about Julius Randle. I don't know. It's a great win though. It feels like the vibes felt good tonight. It felt like a team that liked each other. It felt like a team that was, you know, on the same page. So, just real quick. So last season through 41 games, by the way, the Knicks, they were 500, or they were a game below 500. They had a dead even net rating, and they had the sixth ranked defense in the league. So that's why I'm not 100% that it's the same type of situation, but this team is more talented than that team. So we'll see what happens. Kevin Danishevsky, what's going on, Kev? Good to see you in the playback and on the halftime Zoom as always. Best Knicks performance of the year. A lot of fun watching on playback. Yeah, playback was great tonight. We had a good time. That third quarter was unbelievable. Best quarter of the year. I actually have faith that RJ will figure it out with Kemba. Fournier looks night and day from a week ago. Burks is so consistent. Yeah, Burks is this classic example of a guy that even when he's not shooting it well, he still finds other ways to affect the game positively. As far as RJ and Kemba, it's not a matter of RJ and Kemba. It's a matter of RJ, Julius, Fournier, and Kemba. All four of those guys like the ball. I'm not going to necessarily say all four of those guys need the ball, but those are four guys that have gotten very used to having the ball, either throughout their careers or over the last several years. You know, and then Kemba obviously does present some issues defensively. What has to be said, again, I know the competition has not necessarily been great, but this defense has turned a corner. And they have turned a corner without Kemba Walker, it does have to be said. Is there still a role for Kemba on this team? Yes, I do still think there is a role for Kemba on this team. I don't know. Maybe it's just more staggering, more – I don't know. But, like, RJ has to have the ball in his hands. He needs the ball in his hands. It's good for your present. It's good for your future. It's just – it's good. Yeah. Last 15 games, the Knicks are sixth in the league in defense. 106.5 defensive rating. It's pretty good. G Beers, midway third quarter, I had a flashback to last season when teams would say how tough we are after playing us. Yeah, 100%. And we just look better than any of those games. Yeah, I it was, again, best quarter of the season, hands down. Awesome stuff. Loved it. Robert Cross, my man, Robert Cross, Mr. 53 wins. Now that the Knicks are RJ's team, oh my goodness. Is it fair to say that Emmanuel quickly can be a starting point guard and 53 wins are in sight? Let's go. Hashtag we here. Can he be? Yeah, of course he can be. I don't know. I like the size that Burks gives them. I like the size that Burks gives them in the starting five. At the same time, there will be times where they need more of a ball handler, more of a point guard on the floor. And I think Quickley is obviously more of a point guard than Burks. I don't know. That's a tough one. You don't want to disrupt the apple cart if it's working well. My wife just got up. Knicks won. You saw? Go RJ, my wife, unprompted. Go RJ. Do you see the crow over there, by the way? Can you bring the crow over? You can touch it. Oh, that's what she said. No, bring the crow over. Sam L. Is Frank vying for our starting point guard spot with that three? There we go. Here he is. What a happy boy. What a happy person. Is Frank vying for our starting point guard spot? Maybe, you know, it was good to see. Tonight's about the Knicks. It was good to see Frank get in the game and have a moment there. You know, we always love Frank Ntilikina here. Okay. Bomani UFG. Do you think RJ is turning the corner and will finally start playing like a number three pick? Yeah, it sure seems like it, right? I mean, this is if he's playing like this, I don't care about the conversations about, you know, how good he is or what he is on a championship team or this, that, and the other thing. I don't care about that. I just want to see him play like this. It's got Mr. Crow situated here. There we go. There he is. Okay, perfect. I do think he turned a corner. I will say, though, I would like to see it continue. If it continues, then you'll never hear me say another bad thing about RJ ever again. James Pascal, what a great win. If that mid-range free throw line jumper keeps falling consistently for RJ like it did tonight, he and the team will take that next step. We were talking about this on the playback with Benji, Ben Ritholtz, who joined us for the second half. I asked him, of everything that we always talk about if RJ does this or if RJ advances in this area or improves this or whatever, he will be – like that'll be the most important thing, right? I think there's an argument for him being able to make that mid-ranger, that pull-up mid-ranger. I think there's an argument for that being the most important thing because here's the thing. Around the rim, he'll get better, but he's never going to like magically get like some kind of crazy athleticism. And I'm just going to say it. I think he has good touch. I don't think he's ever going to have elite touch. Maybe he gets better at drawing fouls. All that stuff being said, you know, when teams are going to be like, yeah, challenge us at the rim, we feel comfortable with that, and it's going to be mostly teams that have an elite rim protector, he needs to be able to stop on a dime and pull up from 14 and 16 and 18 feet. That is absolutely vital, vital for his ability to take the next step. And then obviously the three-point shooting as well, which is why you love to see him experimenting with these off-the-dribble threes. Tibbs tonight, our starters were fantastic. That may have been the best game of the year by our starters. I would sure as shit say so. I have to look up. I don't think – maybe the starters have all scored in double figures tonight or another night before tonight. I can't remember it though. King DJ. Macri, how you feel if Obi and Noel is the players in that Turner deal? Why'd you pin that tweet? Why are you going to make me answer that question right now? Man. I don't know. I still don't want to trade Obi. Not for Miles Turner. Not for Miles Turner. Maybe there's... I don't know. You got me with that one. I don't know. I don't feel good about it. CT Pittman, what's going on, CT? Great to have you in the playback as well. Watching the games with you guys on playback is so damn fun. Thank you for coming and being a patron, of course. Great win tonight. Total team effort. Completely agree. Best team win of the season. Kenny Rose. Great defensive work by Mitch and Nerlens. Randall plays like this all year. He won't have a problem at all. RJ and Grimes were amazing. Great team win. So I just want to highlight Julius one more time. We've spoken about him a little bit tonight already. 6 for 17, 1 of 3 from deep. Only took 3 three-point attempts. 17 points. Here are the key stats for me. 12 rebounds. I really do like his work on the boards, even amidst his struggles. 8 assists to 5 turnovers. Now, Julius had a stretch in the third quarter where – I think it was the third quarter – where he got a little too extra, I think is what the kids say. Tried to thread a pass there through two guys to – I forget who it was down low. It might have been Mitch. It led to a turnover. He had another one where he tried to hit a cutting RJ, and it just went out of bounds. I'm more or less okay with those turnovers, which I forget what the other three were tonight. Those are the three that come to mind. You'd like to see the assist-to-turnover ratio get a little bit closer to 2-to-1, but all in all, I really, 6 for 17, you know, it is what it is. I was okay with this performance. I really was okay with this performance from Julius from a process point of view as well as from an effort point of view. So we'll give him his flowers. Wheeze 88 from Sydney, Australia, not the capital of Australia. What a win. I almost don't know what to say. Just too much good shit going on. All the starters are double figures. We love to see it. RJ is just epic, man. Yeah, I mean, RJ. What's his final stat line? 32 points on 22 shots, 4 of 7 from deep, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, only 2 turnovers. You like all that? It's all good stuff. I see some blue birds in the chat. I guess maybe they don't have a crow. Okay. Oh, wow. You guys are on fire tonight. Okay. Andrew, I'm picking up where at the first super chat that I see. Let me know if I've missed anything. Sean Ford, no complaints or Randall trades tonight. Yeah, no Randall. That's why I wrote today's newsletter, to try to get Randall going. I knew what I was doing. Love seeing RJ growing before our eyes. Let's fucking go, Knicks. Completely agree. Jessica, another playback denizen. What a fun game. Watching it on playback with everyone was a blast. Yeah, we had fun tonight. I loved this game. RJ was amazing. Randall was great. Evan has been better. Just a fun game all around. Let's go, Knicks. Yes, thank you. And thank you for coming and hanging out too. Really quick, Evan Fournier, plus 27 tonight for Evan Fournier in 33 minutes. I am going to go ahead and look up how many games this year Evan Fournier has been a plus 27. I am pretty sure that the number is going to be small. This is the guy, like, when you go out and you commit $50-plus million in guaranteed money to a guy, and then he comes in and has played like Evan Fournier has played, like, I don't know how that doesn't disrupt everything your team is doing. And the fact that Fournier has been playing better, it's not a coincidence that the team is better, playing better. Which is, it's kind of funny that it's come with Kemba out, because they have such a good relationship. So previous to tonight, Kemba's best plus minus was a plus 21 in their Christmas Day win in Atlanta, or versus Atlanta, excuse me, at home. By the way, I mean, this is kind of like an obvious stat, but maybe not. Now, in the Knicks, in Evan Fournier's best 13 games in terms of his individual plus minus, actually, it goes even further than this. Evan Fournier has been a plus in terms of the plus minus column 13 times this year, 14 times now. They are 13-1 in those games. And the only game they lost was a game where he was a plus 2. It was their loss in Boston a couple weeks ago, when he went 13 for 24 and had 32 points. That's the only game that he's been a plus in the plus minus that they've lost. When Evan plays well, the Knicks play well. Haitian Ferg, next up. Enough with the Randall slander. I'm fine with it. If he plays like this, no more Randall slander. Clearly he's looking for teammates more, passing out of double teams faster. RJ's the beneficiary, and I love it. Let's go, Knicks. Yeah, RJ's the beneficiary, but I think he's initiating a lot of the offense. Like, Randall being more willing to defer is good for RJ to initiate, but like Randall drawing those doubles, like, yeah, RJ still gets the occasional kickout pass and he shoots the three. But I love when Randall initiates the offense, I feel like that's good for the other guys even more than RJ. So, and he passes willingly, obviously. So this is from Jeremy Blaustein. Yo, from Japan. Get that crow back. Crow's right here, baby. Julius playing different now, accepting that new role. And it's working. Enjoy the crow cutlets. I would not eat a crow cutlet. I think a regular old cutlet's going to be fine for me. But if anyone's ever actually eaten crow, I would love to know what it tastes like. Probably just tastes like chicken, right? Jaden Sporer. I really think this team is heading in the right direction. I think that a bigger role and usage for RJ will only serve to help Julius. Man, we've been talking about it for a year. Plus, what does Julius look like as a number two? And we thought we got our answer early on. Not, let me rephrase that. We thought we got a hint as to our answer early on when Julius clearly had trouble playing alongside Kemba Walker, who is a guy that's a ball dominant guy. This version of Julius alongside RJ, because here's the thing, like, Julius is great at getting at drawing doubles. RJ is the one who could put the ball on the floor and really get the dominoes falling. That's when the offense looks its best. To have those two guys on the floor at the same time, it works, especially with a guy like Evan there as a nice release valve, as well as Evan Fournier. It's amazing. We could go from this team looks like shit to this team looks amazing in the span of a week. That's baseball, Susan. It's all good stuff right now. Dom the dentist, I'm going to drill a K into a tooth tomorrow. I love that you're actually a dentist. I believe it. From Brian Benjamin, one, the starters playing like starters. It's good. Two, Derrick Rose will be back. Very soon. Very soon. Three, Julius getting his groove back, ? Four, 50 wins. Listen, I'll sign for – with their schedule, the way they have the way their schedule is coming up, you know, oh boy. I probably sign for like – I would definitely sign for 43 and 39 right now. I would think about signing for 42 and 40. Definitely 43 and 39. If they get better than that with their schedule upcoming – I was thinking about it today, and I don't want to put like a downer onto the chat and the post game, but like look through the West. And so Western Conference, they haven't played Utah at all. They need to go to Phoenix. They need to go to Golden State. They haven't played Memphis at all. They still need to go to Dallas. They still need to go to Denver. They still need to go to the Lakers. They haven't played the Clippers at all. And then the only Western Conference team in the top 10 in the West that they've played on the road is Minnesota. And Minnesota was missing their players. But they still have Minnesota coming in this week. And then after that, you get to the bad team. So, like, you know, they have challenges coming up. Like, this is not going to be an easy road to toe. To say nothing of the fact that, like, they haven't played the Heat this year. You know, they still have games against, like, you know, Brooklyn and other good teams. It's going to be tough. Can they do it? Yeah, they could do it. We'll see what happens. Okay. Dan Hidalgo, credit to Tibbs for being able to hold things together during hashtag thumbs down gate. I like that. And convincing Randall to simplify his game, taking better shots and driving.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So this is from Luka Doncic. I played like, not going to say it, the word for terrible. They beat us soundly. That's from Luka. Courtesy of Brian Townsend. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm always, again, I'm happy to give Tibbs credit. Is it Tibbs? Is it Randall? I have no idea. But this team, you know, you look at some teams around the league, more talented teams than the Knicks, arguably. Atlanta, Indiana, how those teams have like failed to respond to adversity. Like the Knicks right now have the same record as the Clippers. They have a better record than the Wolves. I mean, Portland. Look at Portland. I know Dame's been out, but like still. You know, they almost have a good record as the Nuggets. Like, teams that we think of as like having their shit together, the Knicks are basically the same thing as those teams. So yeah, Tibbs deserves some credit. Anthony Sixto. Last year it was exciting when we played well because we knew they were playing over their heads. This year it's exciting because when they play well, you see the next level of what they can be. Hashtag sixth seed. Oh my goodness. What are they back right now? They are 2.5 games back of the sixth seed. 2.5 games is a lot. I'm more concerned with the teams they have to jump over. Specifically Toronto. I think so highly of Toronto. I think Cleveland will keep coming back down to earth. I think the top five are on lock. No one's catching those top five. Yeah, we'll see. Again, I said it with the pod. I think on the pod I was with on Fred Katz a week or so ago, in which I said, like, you know, 8 or 9 seed I would take. I'd still take an 8 or a 9 seed. I'd love a 7 seed. I would kill for a 6 seed. This is from Matt, Aussie Knicks fan down in Australia. RJ's a different player when he plays with confidence and attacks the rim. I love this game and the effort of the team today. Yeah, and part and parcel of that is opportunity, right? The thing that you can't deny is that there were stretches this year. And look, you could pull up his game log, right? Where he wasn't a big piece of the offense. And it was like, you know, they were using him as essentially like a 3-and-D guy. And like, that's not how RJ wants to play. Yeah, I'm like looking right now, like the middle of the season. So he had that great stretch. And then he had, okay, 8 field goal attempts, 9 field goal attempts, 13, 19, 13, 12, 8, 10, 11. And then there was the game he got hurt against Brooklyn. And then was the Denver game, which Tibbs called him out afterwards. And then since the Denver game, here are his field goal attempts. 20, 12, 16, 15, 10, first two games back after the absence. 12, 20, 14, 20, 15, 21, 20, 22 tonight. You know, and you could go a few different ways with that. Is he shooting better because he's getting more shots and more of a share of the offense, or is he getting more of a share of the offense because he's playing better and shooting better? I don't know. By the way, we have over 200 likes. Keep getting those likes up. We appreciate it. It helps us out. It helps people notice us. And, you know, it's good for us to get noticed because then we could do this even more. Manny Campos, after a game like this, instead of 3 stars for your newsletter, you should say, oh, my goodness. Who is the Kelly Kapowski, first star, Topanga, second star, and Stephanie Tanner, third star of the game? Boy, I'm speechless. I would not go in that order, I don't think. I think, man, who gets the 3 stars? Kelly or Topanga is getting the 3 stars. And Stephanie's getting the 1 star. I don't know who's first, though. Kelly or Topanga. I'm going to have to think about that one for a bit. This one is from Peak Motion PT. Like you, not sold on RJ and Randall, I just want to watch a good team. I can eat crow every day. Yeah, you'll be eating crow with me with comments like that. I mean, I do want to see a little bit more. I want to see a little bit more. I don't want to get crazy. But again, based on where they were and the team that they played tonight, and like, I don't know, maybe the Mavs went drinking last night in New York. And listen, let's be fair. The Mavs missed a lot of open threes tonight. I probably should have said that before 45 minutes into the postgame. The Mavs missed a lot of threes. That said, I thought the defense was very solid. So I will give them the credit that is due here. By the way, Fournier said tonight it was our best win in a while. We had purpose. Completely agree. This from the Mavericks radio announcer, Chuck Cooperstein. Can't say I've been a huge RJ Barrett guy, but he was brilliant tonight. Played bully ball with that big body and shot it great from all three levels. And his physicality, here's the key. His physicality on defense with Luka was excellent as well. We were talking about that on the playback. Again, hat tip to Benji for really hammering this home. RJ on Luka, if you could put RJ on the other team's big wing and feel good about it, makes all the difference in the world. Another one from Evan Fournier said, there's no ceiling really on what we can do, or on what he can do, excuse me, RJ Barrett. That's what you want to hear. Akash Trivedi. What's going on, Akash? Longtime stream watcher, first time poster. Welcome aboard. Thanks so much for contributing. We appreciate it. Great comments, analysis tonight, as always. I put your pod and live streams on while I'm operating. Oh, my goodness. Your poor patients. My Lord. Well, they're under anesthesia, right? So then it's fine. So your poor assistants, nurses, thank you. I don't even know what to say. That's probably the most honored I've ever been. And as continuing Akash's comment, everyone thinks I'm crazy. I think you're crazy too, but I love you for it. LFG Knicks, Star J Barrett, baby. Thanks so much for that comment. I literally don't even know what to say to that. I hope you operate on me one day. Maybe not while listening to me. From Daniel Chang, Mitch, Julius for one half, Evan with some run-stopping threes, and then lastly, my Canadian son growing up before my eyes. Love it. Arrest Fizdale for fraud. Where did the arrest Fizdale for fraud? How is that caught on? I love that, though. Hannibal Miles was at the game tonight. Shout out to Hannibal. Did you see Jeremy Cohen there? I think he was there as well. The crowd was really behind Julius and wanted him to play well. Question, is Kemba here for the duration of his contract? Oh, no. I mean, who knows? If I had to bet on it, no. Absolutely not. Because, I don't know. Are they rolling with Kemba as their starting point guard 41 games or 42 games into next season? I would be utterly shocked if there was not a new starting point guard here next year. I don't know who. Someone from outside the organization, someone from inside the organization, in which case, like, are they not going to figure out a way to move Kemba? I don't think it's going to happen before the deadline. Maybe it happens before the deadline, but no, I don't think he's here for the duration of his contract. From DZilla, RJ Barrett. That is all. Yeah. What else can you say? Again, it needs to be repeated. Second 30-point game in a row. Third 30-point game in five games. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Yeah, I just want to confirm that I was right on that. Fourth 30-point game in the last 13 games. And if you want to take out those first two post-COVID games, double figures, more than double figures, at least 13 points in each of his last 11. Pretty damn good. Robert Cross is back for more. Kulak looked a bit under the weather on playback tonight. Now that it was not Kulak. Now that Seldon is gone, sky's the limit. Hashtag 53 wins. Go New York, go New York, go. It's fantastic. Shout out to Jeremy. Boston Nick, not only was this a victory against a viable opponent, not more than a viable opponent, but opponent that has been playing great. Recently beat the best in both conferences, yes. But this was a huge victory for Randall and Fournier's confidence. Also, Mitch and Noel was way too much. It's so funny. The only guys who didn't make an obvious positive impact, and I don't think they played poorly. They just, you know, other guys played better, is Quickly and Obi. Quickly 2 of 4 from the field. I'm reading Noel's stat line. Quickly 1 of 7 from the field. So yeah, Quickly didn't shoot it that well, but I thought he made his presence felt on defense. And then Obi only took 3 shots in 11 minutes. Grimes is good though. Okay. From Warzone Chronicles. As much as I get on Randall, the last few games, he seems to understand that the team is at its best when he gets out of the way and lets everything breathe. Out of the way and let everything breathe. At times, but also there are times where he was running the show tonight and he looked really good doing it. And he was drawing doubles and he was driving the lane and he took the occasional tough shot. And there needs to be a lot of that. Like this team, you know, unless like, and I've toyed with this concept throughout the year, unless you have a healthy Rose and a healthy Kemba and RJ doing this and Quickly doing his thing, you know, the best version of this team includes Randall doing a lot. It just has to be the right things. And he needs to be somewhat successful when he does those things. And by the way, tonight, he didn't even shoot it that well. But he did the right things. And that's the key. So, yeah. Shout out. I saw a comment in the regular chat here asking me if I thought we were finally learning how to use Fournier on offense. I think that's a two-way street. That's Fournier just playing better. And Fournier playing more like the type of player that he needs to play at, like, for us to be successful. And we haven't always seen that guy. So shout out to him, you know, for being better. But, yeah, I think it's probably a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B. This from Harry Doner. I wonder how much of our struggles really come down to the lack of production on both sides of the ball we were getting from the five this season. It's Harry, you never make a bad comment. It's amazing what happens when this team centers play well. It's unbelievable. That was a real talking point a few weeks ago, and then we had kind of gotten away from it. Good job by you bringing it up once again. Now we got Kevin Danishevsky back for more. Andrew's reminding me to remind you to get the likes up. We appreciate it. Anytime anybody hits a like button, it helps us out. Kevin Danishevsky. One note, Reggie Bullock is lost there. I know Grimes replaces him, but I'm down to take his contract on if we get something out of it, but not sure how it happens. You know, we've toyed with the idea. Grimes, for me, has deserved the opportunity to replace Reggie Bullock. And he's been good. So I don't know that I want to take on that deal. Like you said, unless you get something, I don't think we're getting anything out of it. I doubt Dallas does that. Emil Bumansor, RJ Barrett played unreal, but I want to highlight Mitchell Robinson's performance in the fourth when we couldn't score. Yes. Thank you. Every Knicks fan who's been around the block a few times, I know it. Your sphincter tightened up just like mine did when that was, what was it, a 14-point game there in the fourth quarter? And we had a couple possessions there on offense where things got bogged down and RJ missed a shot and Julius missed a shot. And I think there was some other stuff there. Quickly, I think, missed a shot. Mitchell Robinson. He's the only truly, truly easy offense this team has. And against this opponent, he could do damage. 100%. Great comment by you, Emil. He was huge, and the defense was sensational. Yes, 100%. Hush Zoo, here's my theory. We'll take a sip for this. Randall in 2020, he was so good during the season, and at the end, he was bad. But now he's so bad now, which means he's going to be good come the playoffs. Sure, I'm here for it. Would love to put that to the test. Also, Mac, I think RJ has been listening in. I would not be surprised if RJ is one of those guys who, like, reads a lot of what is said about him and listens to a lot of what is said about him. Wouldn't shock me in the least. Lunas Emirat, I don't know if this has been asked. What's your guess on RJ's deal number? Oh, my God. This is like a week-by-week thing. I mean, again, I said 4 for 96. I think I wrote that a week ago. If you're asking me right now, God. I was going to say 5 for 125. I'll say 5 for 125. That's how I'm feeling tonight. We'll see. What do you think, Mr. Crow? He's a crow. He can't talk. Kareem Asor says, what happens when Kemba and Rose are healthy? What happens to Grimes? I would be surprised if Kemba – there is just some part of me that does not think we're going to see Kemba again. I don't have any information on that, but I don't know. It seems like they found something. Maybe Kemba comes back for a few games in the starting lineup and then they move him. I don't know. I don't think you can move Grimes out of the rotation. I think he's too important. I think he serves too big a role on defense and firing away from the perimeter. And obviously, you know, Rose is going to play. True story, Jay. Would you trade Randall Quick and a first for Fox? Hell no. No. God, no. I would not do that. Evan Janichin. RJ with the most 30-point games for us for under 21-year-old players this year. I thought this was nuts. Yeah. Give me all the RJ under 21 stats or 21 and under stats. Hold on. We got another comment here courtesy of RJ on Mitchell Robinson. Sometimes when you're in the paint and you know the big is coming, sometimes you literally just throw it up on the rim because you know Mitch is going to get it. Yes. Yes. Easy offense. More, please. One Chanmi says, what would we trade for SGA? I don't think we have anything that Oklahoma City would want for Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. I hope I'm wrong. Okay, and now I think this is our last Super Chat comment. Wilton Moran, my favorite part of RJ's game was that he displayed the full offensive arsenal. Step backs, baby hooks, drives, threes, the whole bag. That's a sign of a great player. Love KFS. We love you, Milton, and we love everybody who has been watching tonight. We've been going for almost an hour. We have over 300 likes. Thank you so much. Really, really, I can't say enough how excited I am for this win, how excited I get to share this with everybody. Man, can we just take a real quick look at the schedule before we go? So here's the games that are upcoming. We got to go on the road to Atlanta to face a Hawks team that is probably pretty desperate for a win. They've obviously not been playing well. No result would shock me in that game. Hope we win. I just want to play well. Then, home, four games. Charlotte, playing pretty well. Minnesota, playing off and on well, but tough game. New Orleans at home, not an easy game. And then the Clippers. And then after that, I'll go a few more. At Cleveland, at Miami, at Milwaukee, tough. And then home for Sacramento, home for Memphis. And then things get crazy because they have two long West Coast road trips with one homestand in between. Listen, this is put up or shut up time. Can they make it to the last, 15 games of the season hanging around 500? I don't know. It's not going to be easy. If they play like they did tonight, they will get there. They will get there in one piece, and they will do some damage. But they have to play like they did tonight. That's all there is to it. All right. Thanks, everybody. Don't forget, check out the podcast dropping on Friday, in which we're doing a mailbag. So look out for Chris Procyainen's Twitter account. Probably he'll drop a call for questions tomorrow late morning, and then we're going to record tomorrow. New Patreon episode we went through. Me and Andrew named our all-star teams, plus we went through the awards races. That's dropping tomorrow for all of our Mellow tier patrons and up. I think that's it. We got another post game on Saturday, so we won't see you until then. But in the meantime, checking it out, and we will talk to you later.